A new study, the first of its kind, suggests that when smoking is banned in public places like bars and restaurants, people suffer less immediate damage from secondhand smoke. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on data presented at the American College of Cardiology's scientific session meeting this week in Chicago.
In June of last year, voters in Helena, Montana, did what it took Californians 4 years to do. They banned smoking in bars, bowling alleys, restaurants, and casinos in all public buildings.
We went from smoking allowed everywhere to smoking not allowed anywhere.
Dr. Richard Sargent is a family physician in Helena, and because the ordinance went into effect everywhere right away, he says it was a perfect opportunity to compare the health of residents before the ordinance and after. So Sargent and colleagues at Helena's only acute care hospital looked at medical records for the first 6 months of the ordinance and compared them to medical records from the previous 4 years.
What we found was in Helena, we had been averaging right at 7 heart attacks a month. And during the time the ordinance was in effect, that number dropped by 4, down to 3 heart attacks a month. So we had roughly a 60% decline in heart attacks while the ordinance was in effect.
Studies have already shown exposure to secondhand smoke causes an increase in cancer and heart disease, especially among people married to smokers. But Sargent says the findings from Helena suggest immediate benefits when environments suddenly become smoke-free. That's because a number of immediate responses to secondhand smoke may be quickly reversed, effects like these.
30 minutes of secondhand smoke exposure will make your platelets more sticky. That'll promote clotting, so it'll increase heart attack and stroke. Your arteries will spasm down. They'll get smaller, so they carry less blood. Your heart's ability to adjust the heart rate in response to stressors or to whatever your needs are also goes away. And it turns out that I believe your heart actually runs just a little faster all of the time, so your reserve is gone. And finally, carbon monoxide levels also go up, so your ability to carry oxygen to cells decreases.
Sargent says these negative health effects disappear after just a few days if the smoky environment also disappears. And the health benefits in Helena, he says, may not be only among non-smokers. The decrease in heart attacks could also result from smokers who got healthier because they had less places to smoke. Stanton Glantz is a medical researcher at the University of California, San Francisco. He says the findings could prove a powerful tool in the debate over smoking bans.
These ordinances not only clean the air out and make the place more pleasant, but you see an immediate effect on a very serious disease, heart attacks. And that delaying implementation of these laws or rolling them back means that people will die.
The Helena ban is now under appeal. Like everywhere, it's strongly opposed by the tobacco, bar, and restaurant industries. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.